in the circle gate.
Hello, this is Bucky Pizzarelli, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good choice.
And Miss Joni Mitchell, and the Circle Game for you here on Anything Goes. Congratulations to Fred and Trish of Malvern, New York. They won themselves a pair of tickets to see Peter and the Starcatcher on Broadway. And you guys, you'll have another chance to win those tickets next week here on Anything Goes. So just tune in, tell your friends, it's all good. And coming up in this hour, after we speak with Danny Halban, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Forbidden Broadway off Broadway. Yeah, alive and kicking. Now, speaking of the circle game, well, Danny Halban, he specializes not only in circles, but straight lines and squiggles and colors. And his paintings feature classic Bronx vistas and neighborhood street scenes, waterways and bridges, elevated trains, rooftops, and Bronx Community College campus scenes. Two 10-foot murals grace the stairwells at Bronx Community College. He's got a brand new installation called A Sense of Place. Danny Halban was born and raised in the Bronx, and he spent nearly 30 years capturing the life of his home borough on paper and canvas. Although he travels periodically to paint faraway places like Europe and Costa Rica, nice choice, Danny, and South India, he always returns to the streets of the Bronx for inspiration. He's won numerous awards from the Bronx Council on the Arts, the Bronx County Historical Society, Americans for the Arts, and other noteworthy organizations. And he's had many solo exhibitions, both in the U.S. and abroad. His work is in the collections of the Museum of the City of New York, the Library of Congress, the White House, and the New York Historical Society, as well as many private and corporate collections. And if you'd like to play along and look at his beautiful work, or if you're interested in purchasing or seeing more of it, you can log on to his website, Daniel Halban. That's Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Halban, H-A-U-B-E-N, .com. But besides all of these accolades and awards, the most important thing to know about Danny Halban is that he's an Anything Goes listener, and that's how I met him. Right, Danny? I mean, yes. The heck with all of this stuff.
Well, thank you so much for bringing me on and for that lovely introduction. I really appreciate it, Lise.
Well, your work is gorgeous, Danny. And I had no idea when I met you, and I don't even remember what you won tickets for, but I just I wandered onto your website and I saw your work, and I just thought it was absolutely wonderful. And I had no idea that all of this fame and glory was in your immediate future. So tell us about the installation at Bronx Community College.
Well, and first, what I'd love to say is that, you know, I'm very fortunate, and I think we had this conversation when I won those tickets, that while I'm painting, I'm often able to listen to music, which is really a great inspiration for me, and your program has been for many years.
So, it's still my heart.
Just completed, as you mentioned, this 22 painting cycle commission for Bronx Community College, and we just had the dedication a week ago Sunday on the 4th of November, which was sort of the public acknowledgement that such a commission has taken place. And, you know, I feel good, you know, that after 30 years of doing my thing, I have an opportunity to share my work with a greater audience and to have something that's permanent, you know, which is, you know, really an honor for me. And, you know, I'm just so excited to you know, normally when an artist has an exhibit, you have a couple of weeks and you try to hustle people over to see it, but now there's no rush. The work is there permanently, and that's really neat and unique. And, so it's really, I'm excited to tell the tale.
After 50 years of doing his thing, Daniel Halban became an overnight success. What is this Bruegel of the Bronx thing? Explain that to me. Now, the New York Times, there's a huge article that they did on Danny on the 28th, right, Danny?
Yes, I believe so.
The only thing they got wrong was the name of your cat?
Oh, yeah. Exactly, yes. Her name is Bindi, for the record.
There you go. I'm a cat fan myself. These are important details. So
absolutely.
If you guys want to check it out, it's on the web. Just look at the New York Times. So tell me,
well,
Danny.
You know, the reporter was interested in my the inspiration of my work. And if you look at Peter Bruegel the Elder's work, the great Netherlandish early Renaissance painter, what I love about it is that he captures the bigger picture of the story of life in his part of the world at that time, but yet he doesn't forego the personality of all the characters. You know, he's got both going on, and that's kind of what my aspiration is for my work in the Bronx, is to reflect this unique environment that people are living in the faces of the people and their body language and their attitude, and you know, to show how the two are reflected in each other, and I can't think of a better example than Peter Bruegel's work. So I recommend everybody who's not familiar with his work, it's truly astonishing, and you know, it's something that I don't have the kind of classical training that you know, was more available in his time, but I still have the aspiration, and I have the life experience, I hope, because I often work out on location in the Bronx. I have a lot of opportunity to interact with Bronx personalities and, you know, to absorb the sights and the sounds and the smells and the memories that go along that are triggered by being out there. I think that's, you know, something that that people have are responding to when they, you know, when they are familiar with the Bronx. You know, I hope that my work captures something essential about that, you know, that part of the world.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, speaking with artist Daniel Halbin, and you can get more information about his work at danielhalbin.com. We're going to call him Danny, though, because we're all familiar and stuff. So, Danny, do you have training? You referred to training. Tell us a little bit about how your work evolved and how you came to paint the Bronx.
Well, I describe my evolution as being sort of organic and alternative, in that I dropped out of high school after 1 year and traveled, and finally did go back a few years later to the School of the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston for 1 year, mm-hmm. and then a couple of years later finished out 3 years at the School of Visual Arts in New York, where I got my Bachelor of Fine Arts. And, you know, even in the few years that I lived outside of the Bronx, when I was at the museum school in the mid-70s, what did I find myself painting? The Bronx. It's, you know, strange.
Why?
I guess, you know, I mean, I always, you know, thought of myself sort of as a landscape painter in the traditional sense of going out and, you know, reflecting the world around you. And I guess the world that was most, you know, embedded in my inner being was the Bronx, you know, growing up there and being most familiar with the kinds of scenes that we find there. You know, I talk about sitting at the window of our second-story apartment when I was young, which faced other windows across the courtyard, and then you see little movement or you hear a sound, and I think that the early development of my imagination took place. You know, maybe I was waiting for my father to come around a corner home from work, and I'm sitting there in anticipation, or a rare day when my, you know, parents left me alone, maybe I, you know, 7, 8 years old or whatever, for an hour or half an hour, and just like glued to the window, staring at that, you know, whatever that landscape held, the buildings, the fire escapes, the courtyard, the cars, the, you know, and that I think those images, those early impressions, really, you can't shake them. So they've come back to, you know, I don't know, haunt is the right word, but to, you know, continually impress themselves upon me. And, you know, I have found that if you look through the history of landscape painting or urban scenes, you won't find the Bronx because it's a new phenomenon, so it's a fertile subject matter for an artist such as myself, and it's never ceased to present new possibilities. So I'm still at it.
It's fascinating, but because I just backtracking with what you said, Danny Halbin, I'm looking at your artist statement, and you say you were constantly confronted by the physical geometry of the city. When I looked out my window, I saw other buildings just like mine, buildings encased in even rows of bricks, punctuated by windows, doors, and fire escapes, and fringed on top with the haphazard intersecting patterns of antennae and water towers. As the sun moved overhead, I watched the shadows and the bright areas shift, revealing new shapes of light and dark, new depths to the dimensions of buildings and train trestles. And I think that we all get to look at the city, but not all of us have that perspective, Danny Halbin, which is what makes the difference between your brain as an artist and the brain of everybody else that's looking out the window.
Well, I do get that response a lot when I'm working out on location. People pass and say, you know, I pass this spot 1,000 times every day going to work, but I never stop to look at it. And I guess that's, you know, possibly the one of the roles that an artist can play in the community is, you know, that's my job, to stop and spend a day or a week or, you know, a few hours on a given location and tune in, you know, because we're rushing through life, we have our agendas or whatever. And, you know, possibly the urban setting is not the most, you know, traditionally aesthetically pleasing environment, so we don't necessarily wouldn't take the kind of time that we would take going through the botanical gardens or a beautiful, you know, landscape. But, you know, nevertheless, there is beauty to be found. You know, our sun sheds its light even on the funkiest of neighborhoods. And, you know, I mean, even though I'm painting a less traditional subject matter, I'm still looking for the beauty in it. You know, that's kind of my sensibility. I still, you know, I mean, to me, it's not a great challenge to do a bowl of fruit or a vase of flowers. You know, that's too easy.
Well, I think what I'm hearing is what I got from your work, and obviously what David Taylor, the dean of Bronx Community College, said is that there's warmth that emanates from your work, and what you're after, tell me if I'm wrong, Danny, but it seems like, it feels like your work is about humanity and not just the people, but the experience of being human in the environment of the Bronx, but almost anywhere. The faces of humans and the experience, the positive and the negative of being human.
Yes, well, I'm glad you feel that way, and that's that, you know, as an artist, I have a hard time, you know, putting words to what I'm trying to do, but that's absolutely correct, you know, that I've had the opportunity to exhibit my work in other countries, especially Germany and Austria, and when we put the title of the Bronx in the exhibit, that people are interested because, as most people, you know the way the Bronx has been portrayed is through what the media you know, Hollywood has shown, and mostly picks up on the kind of burnt out Bronx image. Even in that New York Times article, they had to say the battered, burned Bronx, because it's, you know, that's what, I don't know, you know, it was still not so enlightened. So I felt myself as being, you know, an emissary of, you know, the what I find is the most astonishing thing about the Bronx, which is the story of that humanity that you speak of the vast majority of people going about their daily lives, you know, trying to bring some decency and some, you know, social coherence to their world. And, you know, art can play a role in that, hopefully. And, you know, yeah, that's what my work is about. And I'm, you know, thrilled that this project has broadened my, you know, connection with the community. I hope that it could serve as an example of how art can play a role in the community and the society.
Well, also an example of how we can all see the world and each other when we're walking down the street is not necessarily through Danny Halvin's eyes, but also through our own eyes of humanity. People spend an awful lot of time focusing on the differences. And this is, that's what touched me about Danny's work, and that's why we're talking to him today, is because he really touched a chord in me. When I looked at his work, I saw a certain sense of universal humanity and human experience, which I thought is just beautiful in your work, Danny, and the colors, and your interpretation, and all of those things that you bring to the work as an artist. Tell me, Danny, people can see the 22 paintings that have been permanently installed at the new North Hall and Library on the campus of Bronx Community College. Is there a ticket price or
it's
just free, right?
Open to the public. You just have to have a photo ID to get onto the campus. But
okay.
Just ask for the library. And at the moment, I also have an exhibition at the Hall of Fame Gallery, which is on the campus of Bronx Community College. We call the exhibition Creating a Sense of Place because it's sort of an educational component which is all work that relates to the creation of the commission, and that's up until the 29th of November, and is also, you know, open during normal school hours. And the work is for sale, and we are actually donating a portion of the sales to the hurricane relief, which is, you know, put everything in perspective, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I thank you. Actually, you guys, Danny was scheduled for our Halloween show. We've been waiting a couple of weeks to talk to Danny Halvin. So again, for more information about all of this, log on to danielhalvin.com, and you can go for absolutely no money other than your subway fare up to the campus of Bronx Community College and see the beautiful work of Danny Halvin, or you can log on to his website, danielhalvin.com, the Bruegel of the Bronx. De Bruegel of the Bronx. That's better, right?
Right. You got to get the duh part.
Danny, thank you so much for making time, and thank you for sharing your work with me, and thank you for letting me know that you were out there listening, because I have no idea who listens to this radio program. I'm in this little room with a microphone and surrounded by lots of electronics. So it's nice to meet you guys when I get a chance to. And I do hope to see your work as well as your actual face someday in person, Danny. So please keep me posted as
Absolutely.
To your whereabouts and your activities. And congratulations.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Great.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Be well, sir. Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.